This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Brian, we've been talking about it in our pregame show. We're both really interested to see how the home team comes out here today. Figured they'd be pretty salty after Saturday. They got four regular season games left, plus a Big Ten tournament, and then the NCAA tournament. Chance to get it fixed. You don't have to wait a week. You're just a couple days later. You get a couple practices in, and here you go. Tip it off and get back on the right track.
Well, I think that's the most important thing. We can talk about numbers. You can talk about what, you know, Coach Gard did as far as changing practice or addressing or talking or film. You can talk about all that stuff. Guess what? None of it matters. Mm-hmm. As a player, none of it matters. Like, you know what you did. You know that the last 8 minutes of that game were not acceptable. Like, they know that. I ran into Max and Big Steve as they were walking out, and they just said, like, it just wasn't – we haven't done that all year long, and we just, like, it wasn't what we do. It wasn't us. Like, they knew that as soon as – now, guess what? It's over them.
Yeah.
And now what do you do? And they were looking forward to 8 o'clock on Tuesday night.
One of the things in this game, too, that we're eager, and I'm kind of getting back into the numbers game, and Wisconsin turned it over 17 times. We know that. Oregon made Wisconsin pay. But one thing that America's best free throw shooting team didn't do after halftime was shoot free throws.
Six
in the game. And they're playing a Washington team that will foul you. So let's see if the Badgers can get back into doing what they do most of the time, and that's getting to the free throw line with some frequency.
Well, and I fully anticipate Wisconsin to be ultra-aggressive, not just aggressive, but ultra-aggressive, because that also was one of the things that happened in the second half that they just did not do. And part of that, you got to give credit to Oregon, but I think a lot of it was just Wisconsin getting out of there, you know, being in their own way.
Now, that's what Greg Gard was saying. It said, yes, Oregon, and we talked about it during the game, T.J. Bamba was a problem. He was a physical guard, made Tanjay work. But if we're being perfectly honest, John missed some shots that he can make with his eyes closed on most occasions. Well, we've seen that this season. But with what they were doing, Wisconsin kind of rushed itself, it seems.
No question. And I would even say this. I think one of the things that I looked at is even that last shot John had to tie the game. It was a really good shot. I rewatched the game, and I looked at it and said, game, like, hey.
Yeah, between that and then Max had a good look at the end of regulation. Yeah. Those are looks you take.
Absolutely.
You're like, okay, you draw that up. Well, every time, just didn't drop. And now you turn the page, you move on, and you got the Washington Huskies here in town at just 4-12. They've been scoring at a better clip here in the month of February. And they've got some guards who are really stroking it. Makai Mason has been on fire in recent games. He's already a 41% shooter. Tyler Harris, a 50% shooter from three. Better than that here this month. And they've got guys who know how to fill it. DJ Davis as well. So guarding the arc will be an important component for this Wisconsin team as well, even though, as you mentioned, this is a team that will get a lot done in the paint when it's right, talking about Washington.
Absolutely.
Your officials are DJ Karstensen, Kevin Brill, and Burt Smith. It'll be Kepnong and Crowell to jump center. Badgers home white cardinal trim. Washington with the black unis, little purple and white trim. As Danny Sprinkle brings his team to Madison, Wisconsin. They're coming off a loss a couple of days ago to the Iowa Hawkeyes. Toss and tap to the Badgers. Wisconsin moves to our left. And we are underway at the Kohl Center. Max Klesman. Out high against Makai Mason, now picked up by Asabor, left of the circle, feeding Winter left corner with Kepnong on him. Inside feed to Crowell. They double Stevie, finds Winter, steps into a three, left side, off the left side iron, no good. Kepnong the rebound for Washington. So the Huskies go quickly with the double team on Stephen Crowell. Moving to our right is Washington. Zoom Diallo out high, working off the Kepnong screen, throwing to Makai Mason high on the left. Klesman is on him. Tyler Harris feeds Diallo, top of the circle. Pass knocked away by Klesman. It's loose, pinballed around. It's gathered by Asabor with eight to shoot. Great Asabor backing on Winter. A little dig from John Blackwell. Pass deflected, stolen away. Turnover, Washington, the game's first possession for the Huskies. There's Blackwell throwing the crowd top of the circle. Flips to Klesman on the left wing. Max turns a corner. Kicks it. Winter leaves it for Blackwell on the right side. John to the top of the arc. Sends to Crowd. Left of the wheel. Nothing inside. A handoff to Blackwell. Snaps off a deep three. And that bangs off the rim. No good. Tyler Harris the rebound.
Really like to see Wisconsin kind of get the ball in the paint a little bit here. Continue to just put pressure. Be aggressive that way.
Minute 15 gone by. No score. Diallo to the free throw line. Throwing it to Asabor off the left elbow. And he'll bring it out to the wing, starting to back on Winter. Single coverage, turns up right hand, no good. And the rebound is gathered by Nolan Winter of Wisconsin. And here's Blackwell up the floor, angles right to left. He'll throw it to Winter, right of the circle. One dribble, whips it inside to Crow. Asabor, single coverage. Backing is Crow. Backing shakes, turns up left hand. Back iron, no good. Asabor the rebound. A minute 45 gone by, no score. And Asabor will leave it. For Zoom Diallo, McDonald's All-American, 6'4 freshman out of Tacoma, Washington. But the ball is Asabor now, up top. Winter is defending him. Asabor dribbles, baseline left with 8 to shoot. Asabor turns in the lane, goes to the goal, and lays it in with the right hand. Great Asabor. Great Asabor with the game's first points. Here's Blackwell the other way for Wisconsin. 2:15 gone by, 2-0 Washington. The ball is Klesman, dribbles off the right wing, flips to Crowd. Good look at a three, left of the circle, back rim no good. Long rebound, Nolan Winter. Second chance for Wisconsin. John Tanjay high on the left, loops it into Crowd, left of the lane. Asabor single coverage. Crowd starts to back, darts it back out to Winter, whips to Blackwell. Left hand dribble to the free throw line. Left lane line, shot clock is at 5. Blackwell left corner, into Crowd, 3 to shoot. Now Tanjay, step back 3, left corner, got it. With the shot clock about to strike 0.
Like, that's just a ridiculous shot. Now, offensively, what we've seen, not great offense. That's just a great individual offensive performance there, though.
A bailout 3. 3 minutes in, 3-2 Wisconsin. Mekhi Mason dribbles off the left wing. Klesman is on him. Klesman goes down. They kick to Asabor. Back to Mason. Tries a 3 left side. Good. Mekhi Mason is now 14 of his last 25 from the three-point line. He has been red hot, one of 3 really hot shooters for Washington. Here's Tanjay, stops left of the lane, feeds Winter, turns to Crow, wraps it to Klesman on the right side. 5-3 Huskies. Klesman gives off to Crow on the right side. He'll send to Winter, turns to Blackwell, driving baseline left. Reverse layup is good.
I love that. I love that. It's attacking the basket, getting something good. A couple threes haven't fallen. Get to the paint.
Tied at 5. 16-20 left first half. Diallo throwing to Tyler Harris. Takes it off the right wing. Pulls. Potts 8 feet away. Off the rim, no good. Winter clears the board for Wisconsin. Ahead to Klesman. Max up the right sideline of the front court. Around a screen from Crowd. Throwing to Winter now, left of the circle. Winter. Hands off to Tanjay. Tyler Harris has the assignment. And Tanjay another 3, and it's off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound is secured by great Asabor of Washington. Tied at 5, a little more than 4 minutes in.
Load to the ball. You look at Asabor, what he's going to try to do. A lot of isolation. You got to load because he's going to try to create one-on-one situations.
Passes out of a double team. It's deflected. Stolen away by Crowell. Turnover, Washington. Here comes Blackwell on the run. Left lane line. Goes to the goal again. Up no good. Rebound, Winter. Back up and in with the putback.
And that turnover is critical because where was the help side, right? Wisconsin loaded to the ball. Turnover. Now the turnover leads to a fast break opportunity. Wisconsin's off and running.
7-5 Wisconsin. We're 4.5 minutes in. Zoom Diallo throwing to Asabor at the top of the circle. Asabor with a handoff to Mason. Hedging the screen from Winter. A throw to Asabor. He'll try a 3 right side. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, John Blackwell for Wisconsin. And the sophomore up the floor for the Badgers. 15-10 left first half. 7-5 Wisconsin. Blackwell looped it inside. Crowd catches left of the lane. Kepnong on the coverage. And a reach-in foul on Frank Kepnong. And there's your game's first foul. We'll have our first media timeout of the night. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future. And by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the best place for grown-up entertainment. Games and fun times. Your odds are better here. 15:02 left of the first half. Wisconsin 7, Washington 5. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
hurry into Menards and save big money on your bathroom refresh. Max has a great selection of showers, tubs, and surrounds. Max's U-Towel shower kits combine luxury with practicality. They have a sleek design and make installation simple. Save big money on Max showers. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Imagine you're driving down the street and bam, you lose a tire in a pothole. Great! Come on, we're all thinking it. Suddenly you start hearing air escape. That tire is shot. Before you lose your patience, call the team at 8th Street Auto. Not only can they get that tire fixed and on the road, but they can also help you with finance options to upgrade. Trade in that low-to-the-ground car for a truck and never get stopped by a pothole again. 8th Street Auto, where every client is treated like family. To get you back on the road, you have stuff to do.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. 15:02 left in the first half, 7-5 Wisconsin. John Blackwell will inbound to Stephen Crow, feeding Carter Gilmore in there. Jack Janicki as well. Tanjay up top goes into Stephen Crow, turns and gets fouled. They had Kepnong down there with a double. Wilhelm Breidenbach also there. And they're going to get it on Breidenbach, the Nebraska transfer, now in his second year in Washington, 6'10 senior. Stephen Crow will go to the free throw line. The Badgers had 6 free throw attempts in the first half on Saturday, and that was it for the game as Stevie hits the first free throw. Badgers remain the nation's best at the free throw line, 83.5%.
Well, I think the focus is to get the ball in the post. You can see it early on. One of five from three, but they're finding different ways to attack the paint. And I still think driving lanes are there. I think the guards, instead of looking at the rim right away, you can turn that corner and get to that paint, put pressure on it that way as well.
Crow hits both free throws. DJ Davis in there. He's a hot three-point shooter and tried to jam a pass inside. It goes off the legs of Janicki and out of bounds. Davis, 6'1 senior. A lot of transfers on this team. Last year, Davis was at Butler, averaged better than 13 points a game.
It was really good there in a couple of their games. It was really good.
Butler trying to slip a pass to Asabor, but goes off the foot of Janicki. He and Crow both were there. Danny Sprinkle, when he took the job, and we see this more and more in college basketball, whether it's a new job or not, had to assemble a roster. And there were a lot of spots that he had to go fill. With the ball is Davis out high, feeds Osibor, hands it back to Davis. Pull-up jump right of the lane is good.
I mean, he loves that. I mean, he loves coming off that screen, one dribble pull-up.
9-7 Wisconsin, 14:25 left of the first half. Janicki on the right wing. Goes into Crow against Breidenbach, right of the lane. Crow backing, right block, turns up, good, off the glass.
And if the double team's not going to come, then Big Steve just needs to dominate the matchup.
And they did not double team there. 11-7 Wisconsin. About 6 minutes into the game, Davis gets a screen from Breidenbach, another one from Asabor, throwing to Breidenbach, darts to Davis. Outside right, Janicki defends. A flip to Makai Mason, brings it out front. Janicki will get him. Shot clock is at 10. Mason angles a pass left side, and stepping on the sideline was Tyler Harris. Another Washington turnover as Nolan Winter will come back in, and Kamari McGee will check in as Crowell and Blackwell will sit down. Three turnovers here in the early going for the Huskies.
Yeah, I don't want to say this because, you know, we're not even 7 minutes into this thing, but zero turnovers for Wisconsin.
Hey, just
so I'll take the blame, all right?
Here's Tanjay, baseline right, stops, floats it. Good, inside the right block. Five early on for Tanjay, 13-7, Wisconsin.
Now that's not on me, right? Like, they had a possession. That doesn't come back to me if there's another one, right?
Well, what's the lifespan of the Jake?
I don't know.
There's a turnover for Washington. Pass tipped away. Here's Kabari McGee feeds Tanjay low on the right. Flipped it up and in. Off the glass. Oh, terrific control from Tanjay, and a timeout taken now as the Badgers with a 15-7 lead. And this will be a 30-second timeout. Yes, a 30-second timeout. We're making sure it was the Huskies who called it and not the officials just stopping play. But
that last layup, by the way,
that was amazing control.
I mean, it's ridiculous. And I know we've said that a lot, and we're going to continue to say a lot with John Tanja because he's a special player. But the ability to go up and finish, and I say it a lot. I haven't had a chance to say it recently, but eyes make layups. On that layup, what happened is most players are worried about getting contact, so their eyes don't go focus on the rim. John Tanjay took the contact. He absorbed that contact, but their eyes were always on the backboard the entire time. So many young players, they get into the paint, and what do? They worry about looking to find where the contact is. They lose the rim. They miss easy layups.
Yeah, no, that's a great point.
And I don't have a lot of those, so I'm glad I got that out for the day. But
no, that's big time. That's big time.
But it is. You see it, especially with so many young players. Like, they just worry about finding it. Then they lose the rim and they miss a layup.
Another high degree of difficulty that he made look easy, too. The body control that he had. Here's a pass inside Osibor. A couple of pumps low on the left. Throws it up. Missed, but a foul. And great Osibor. We'll go to the free throw line where he spends about as much time there per game as John Tanjay. The difference is Tanjay is one of the best in the country at the foul line. Osibor is 61.5% coming into the game. That fouls on Carter Gilmore, and that's his first and the team's second. Or check that team's first foul. As Osibor shoots two and no good with the first, where it sticks, hit the front of the rim and it's stuck.
You don't see that a whole lot.
No, that's different.
It's a sticky ball, that's all.
That's when you know
it's be a
shooter's bad luck. Yeah. Second attempt for Osibor is straight through. So he has 3 points. It's 15-8 Wisconsin, 13-12 left in the first half.
Now 1-3-1 zone for Washington.
Janicki throws to Kamari McGee outside left. Throws it back to Janicki high on the right. Davis comes out on him. Janicki floats left of the circle. Turns it out to Carter Gilmore as they switch off now straight up defensively. Gilmore, bad pass, wanted winner, stolen away by Makai Mason. And here comes DJ Davis ahead to Mason, drives baseline left. Whips it, Iheanacho in the lineup now. Out to Davis, rhythm dribble. Brighton box snaps off a three right of the circle, and he splashed it. And that's what he does. A lot of his shots are from long range.
It's good ball movement by Washington. Now take care of the basketball against this 1-3-1. Move the ball. Move. Swing it.
15-11 Wisconsin. Winter, right elbow. Inside Gilmore, wide open on the right heel. Catch, turn, and score. And there you go. 17-11 Wisconsin. 12-20 left in the first half. We'll see Xavier Amos and John Blackwell at the next whistle. Iheanacho. Beating Breidenbach, kicks it back out to Tyree Iheanacho with the left wing, knocked out of bounds. It'll be Washington ball. McGee getting over there defensively as Amos and Blackwell will come in. Tanjay and Gilmore will sit down.
And it's a really good closeout by Kamar McGee. What happens is he closes out knowing that Iheanacho, not a great three-point, consistency. So the closeout hand low so he can get a deflection if there's one more pass.
Iheanacho out of Prior Lake, Minnesota, was at North Dakota last year. Spent a couple of years at James Madison. Here's Davis outside right. High screen Breidenbach. A throw to Osibor outside left. Hands off Iheanacho. Hard right-hand dribble down the lane to the rim. Layup good. Good burst from Tyree Iheanacho, who did not score in their last game against Iowa. 17-13 Wisconsin, 11:48 left of the first half. Zone back on for the Huskies. Here's Janicki, right side, feeds Blackwell high on the right, tosses to Winter, sends to Amos. He'll flip it to McGee, quick pass up top. Winter wraps it right wing for Janicki. Janicki finds Amos left of the circle. He'll take the three. He'll make the three. Xavier Amos with a triple. Make it 20-13 Wisconsin.
That's going to give some more space to the Wisconsin offense.
11:25 left of the first half. Iheanacho high on the left. High screen from Breidenbach. Picked up by Amos on the switch. Bounce pass Asabor. Right of the lane. Nolan Winter defends. Asabor moving in. Lost his balance. Threw it away. Another turnover for Washington. Here comes Blackwell reaving front court. Out to McGee. Tries the three. Missed it too long. Rebound to Wisconsin. On the weak side, Xavier Amos gets to Janicki, and it's knocked out of bounds by DJ Davis. It'll be Wisconsin ball when play continues. FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are proud partners of Wisconsin Athletics. Get the seed you need for the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more. 11:02 left in the first half. Wisconsin 20, Washington 13. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey, Badger fans. Basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Hey, Badger fans, if you're looking for the perfect in-game meal, choose a Brew Pub Pizza loaded with quality meats and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brew Pub Lots of Mozza Pizzas are a proud partner of Badger Athletics and are available at your grocer's freezer. We have 11:02 left in the first half, Wisconsin 20, Washington 13.
Not that you an alarming number by any means, but Wisconsin 2 of 7 from 3. You look at what the way they shot against Oregon, a little bit colder than what they've been. When you look at Big Ten play, they're shooting at 38%. That's first in the conference. You look at overall on the season, 36.3%, 63rd in the nation. So just one of those things to look at over the couple of games just to see if that percentage goes up.
Yeah, keep tracking it for you. Jack Janicki will inbound. Sideline left front, Cordy Iheanacho defending. Inbounds pass to Stephen Crow back in there. And gives off to Kamari McGee against Tyler Harris.
Back in that zone look.
There they are. He sizes it up, slips at the crowd, top of the circle, refeeds McGee. He'll try the three, right side, too long, no good, but he'll follow the shot, got his own rebound. Now Janicki tries a three, and that's off the rim for the left corner. Tyler Harris the rebound, so a couple of more misfires from long range. Iheanacho scoops it back to Harris, feeds Iheanacho at the right point. And he'll bring it back up top against John Blackwell. Iheanacho, really a three-point threat, but Davis is. He'll let it fly, left side, missed it. Crowell the rebound for Wisconsin. 20-13, the Badgers. 10:20 left of the first half. Here's Blackwell to the free throw line. Runs it out to Amos. Turned down the three, and now he bumped into Breidenbach, and it goes out of bounds. And I think they're going to correct it here.
Yeah,
it'll be a Wisconsin ball. As X turned down that three and then dribbled himself into some trouble, Badgers will keep
let
possession.
That thing fly. I mean, it's that simple.
Tanjay in, Janicki out. Tanjay 7 points so far. 10:16 left of the first half. Inbounds pass to Crow. Back to Tanjay on the left wing. Tanjay, high pass, and he threw it away. Harris is there, runs it down the floor, down the lane, and he sends it in. High ball turnover, second miscue for Wisconsin, 20-15, the Badgers.
Zone's giving Wisconsin some trouble here. Continues to move the ball. Ball fakes, move the ball, work the high post.
Tanjay throwing to McGee out between the circles, flips to Blackwell high on the right. Badgers up five, 9:48 left in the first half. Brow feeds McGee, left wing. Kamari to the left elbow, throws to X. He'll try a three, missed it short from right of the circle. And the rebound to Tyree Iheanacho for Washington. Iheanacho, a little crossover on Tanjay, now got cut off by Crowell. Iheanacho retreats right corner. Inside feed, kept on catches, turns up, back rim no. Rebound, Blackwell for Wisconsin. 9:25 left in the half, 20-15 the Badgers. Crowell top of the circle, he'll send to Tanjay, high on the right. Tanjay left open, he'll try through. That got partially blocked by Harris, I believe. Way short, and now here come the Huskies.
Right now, pace on the offensive end is not there. The ball is not moving.
Badgers 8 of 19 for the field, 2 of 11 from the arc off the left wing. Harris, and his shot gets knocked away. Blackwell comes out of there with it. Running up the floor, 3 on 3. He's in the middle. Blackwell down the lane to the rim. He'll lay it in. A strong take from John Blackwell, 22-15, Wisconsin. 8:48 left in the first half. DJ Davis, 6'1 senior out of Moreno Valley, California, setting the floor. Dribbles up top, finds Breidenbach, turns it left corner, three in the area. Nacho off the rim, no good. Rebound Tanjay. With 8:30 left in the first half, here's Blackwell, right side front court for the Badgers. Takes it off the wing, his pass deflected, run down by Amos, who almost threw it away. An easy pass to Blackwell. Iheanacho shooting into the passing lane, deflects it out of bounds.
Right now, getting stops and going offensively has been Wisconsin's best offense. I use the word pace. When I'm talking about pace, it's in the half court. Ball movement, body movement. Now Washington, they're throwing out the 1-3-1 zone. So it changes it up a little bit. Last possession, they went 1-3-1 zone. Halfway through that possession, they went man-to-man from the 1-3-1 zone. So understanding that it's going to take some of that pace off. But what needs to happen more than anything, ball reversals. Get that ball moving back and forth. Imagine the court, you know, is in half.
Yeah.
Split it down half. It's got to cross that center line multiple times to know what they're trying to do on the defensive end.
There's a conversation going on right now. Bert Smith and head coach Greg Gard. Carter Gilmore has checked in a lineup for Wisconsin. Whatever the conversation was, we're ready to get back to the game. 22-15 Wisconsin. 1-3-1 back on for the Huskies. McGee outside left. Kamari flips it to Gilmore, high on the right. Gilly bounces it back to McGee, high on the left. Shot clock is at 8. Way beyond the three-point line. Gilmore puts it on the deck. Finds Crowell up top, 3 to shoot. Blackwell lets it fly right of the circle. It's good.
Thankfully, because again, offensively, not a good possession. It only crossed that center line 3 times. Thankfully, John Blackwell drilled that 3.
Yeah, they were way beyond the 3-point line throughout that possession. 25-15, Wisconsin. Zoom Diallo back in there for the Huskies. Left elbow flips to Davis, high on the left. McGee digs in on the defensive end. Davis with a pass to Breidenbach. Breidenbach with Crowell, a handoff to Diallo, 7 to shoot. Diallo, right lane line, 10-footer, off the left side iron, no good. Blackwell the rebound for Wisconsin. Badgers up 10, 7:30 left in the half. Blackwell underhands to Gilmore. Gilly off the left wing. Pivots, slips it into Crowell, left of the lane. Kepnong defending, single coverage. Stevie backing low on the left, takes it right on the reverse. Easy money for Stephen Crowell.
I like that footwork.
That was impressive.
That was good.
That's good.
What happens. Big fella, they got big feet. They got good feet. Yeah. You know, big feet, good feet, all the above. I think it was beautiful. What do you mean that was good? That was beautiful.
Did we say that about you back in the day?
Never.
I didn't think so. Okay,
no.
Thank you.
No.
27-15,
that's
Wisconsin.
Sure.
Here's Diallo off the left wing. Throws to Breidenbach at the top. Puts it on the deck. Mid-post left. Turns up right hand. Good. Wilhelm Breidenbach, the former Nebraska Cornhusker, has 5. 27-17, Wisconsin.
I think you said heavy feet for Butch a lot. Yeah, man, he's got heavy feet.
Here's Tanjay. Nothing heavy there. Driving the lane. Shots rejected as he took it to the cup. Here's Diallo the other way to the free throw line. And an offensive foul is Carter Gilmore inside getting erased.
And but Diallo, Diallo came down and just wiped out Carter Gilmore.
And we'll have the under eights. Actually, they called it on Kepnong.
That's his
second, yeah. All right, we'll take a break. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. 6:33 left in the half. Wisconsin 27, Washington 17. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric.
When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get power back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Reggie Jackson, the Milwaukee historian and teacher, travels the state sharing Black history while challenging what you think you already know.
Invited to all these communities around the state. These people don't know much about the African-American experience, so they asked me to come and share some of that with them. To talk about things related to African-American history, race and racism, things of that nature. I've been to over 50 communities around the state of Wisconsin. People like the message that I send. They think it's credible information. It's been one of the greatest joys in my life, and it's been a great journey. And I've appreciated all of those folks that I work with in all those different communities, engaging in conversations about really important things to them.
Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
The unexpected happens every day. When it does, head to Kohl's at Kohl's.com for everything your family needs. Kohl's, where families come first. 27-17, Wisconsin leads Washington with 6 minutes and 33 seconds left in the first half.
I think you look at offensively, just Washington junking it up a little bit on that defensive end. How do you handle that? Oregon put the press. So just continue to have ball movement is so important right now.
Well, 3-1 continues as Janicki sails a high pass. Nice catch by Gilmore. Finds Winter left of the lane. Nolan backing. Ball pried loose. Osibor got in there. Turnover Wisconsin as Breitenbach came up with it. Third turnover for the Badgers. Zoom Diallo right of the circle. Feeds Osibor. Outside right, hands off to Makai Mason. Long two on the way. Right side, that's short, no good. Harris trying to save it, could not as he stepped on the baseline. Out of bounds to Wisconsin.
Defensively pretty good right now, though. We've talked a lot about what Washington is doing defensively, but Wisconsin on the defensive end, they've been attached.
Here's Jack Janicki outside left. Janicki being hounded, goes cross court to Gilmore. He got bumped hard by Breitenbach. Pretty good little hit there as Carter Gilmore takes the spill. Two fouls now on Wilhelm Breitenbach. Remember, Frank Kepnong also has two fouls. And Sprinkle's going to go to his bench again, but not yet as we resume play. Zone continues for Washington. Janicki, it's a pass to Gilmore, skips to Blackwell, right side, takes the three, makes the three. Splashed it for the right side. Second long shot for Blackwell. 30-17, Wisconsin.
You knew John was going to be aggressive this, tonight. You just knew he was.
5:35 left till halftime. Breitenbach between the arcs, throwing to Tyler Harris, high on the left. Tanjay defending Harris, right hand pass Diallo, top of the circle. He'll flip to Makai Mason against Janicki. Mason, baseline right, 10-footer. It went 9. Air ball caught underneath by Blackwell. Up the middle front court is Blackwell to the free throw line. Takes it low on the left to the cup. Blocked by Osibor. Pinball to the air. Tapped by Winter. Gathered by Diallo. Janicki is back, as is Gilmore. Here's Zoom Diallo leaning, shooting, scoring for the right lane line. There's points for Zoom Diallo the other way. Here's Blackwell off the right wing. 30-19, Wisconsin. Gilmore fakes the three, left of the lane, whips it to Blackwell, right pocket three, got it. Blackwell with another triple. He has three of them here in the half. 33-19, the Badgers. Blackwell went down. Greggard wondering, did he get hit? And they go, okay. If you say no, then it's no. We play on.
Something like that.
Something like that. Here's Tyler Harris outside right. Harris against Tanjay. Harris under the arc on the right side, flips to Osibor, turns to Diallo left of the circle. Blackwell defending the freshman for Washington. Shot clock is at 5. Diallo to the free throw line. Out to Osabor. Fakes the 3. Fakes it again. Now takes the 3. And banked it in. Great Osabor with an excuse me 3. 26% shooter in the season. Yeah, but he did go 5 of 5 against Purdue earlier this season. 33-22 Wisconsin. 4:08 left in the half. Tanjay left wing for the Badgers. Start zone. They go to man. Tanjay, a step back 3 left wing. Around and out. No good. The rebound to Breidenbach. Badgers up 11. 3:55 left of the first half. Zoom Diallo sets the floor. High screen from Harris. Diallo defended by Tanjay. A pass to Osabor. Back to Zoom Diallo. Top of the circle. Whistle. And a foul is called on John Blackwell. That'll be his first. And just the team's second, and we have the under 4 media timeout. Badger Extra is the best website and mobile app for everything Badger sports. From the experts at the State Journal, go to badgerextra.com or search your app store today. And Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. 3:44 left of the first half, Wisconsin 33, Washington 22. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
It's Truck Month with the Ford crew.
Sam, do you know what these trucks have in common?
They're all Ford trucks.
And
they're built Ford tough.
Also true, but specifically they're Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 48 years.
48 years? We should celebrate a month-long event.
Sam.
A truckload of value.
Sam.
Across the entire lineup of Ford trucks.
Sam.
That's called Truck Month already, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Wow, we knew it.
Based on 1977 to 2024 CY Industry Report and total sales.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. U.S. Bank scoreboard updates. Gone final up in Minneapolis. Big win for the Cats. Northwestern takes down Minnesota 75-63. Badgers lead the Huskies 33-22 with 3:44 left in the half.
Yeah, I think overall just you're up 11. I don't feel like offensively they're playing great. However, the ball's moving. John Blackwell's knocked down a couple big shots. But I'm going to look at the defensive end for the biggest positive. I mean, there has been deflections. There's been rear contests, which is where you come behind the shooter, get a block. We've seen a couple of those blocks where, you know, even though you might have gotten beaten, you're still putting pressure on the shooter that way without fouling. So I think defensively on that end, Greg Gard's got to be really happy.
Christian King, 6'8", redshirt freshman in the lineup, throwing to Zoom Diallo, who has the basketball outside right against John Blackwell, who has 13 first-half points for Wisconsin. Long two on the way. Diallo's short. Rebound off the hand of Crowell into the hands of Blackwell.
And that's a great possession there. Understanding scouting report, KYP going under that screen on Diallo.
Blackwell throwing to Amos outside right, and a foul inside Diallo with a tough assignment there as he got caught in a bad spot. Trying to defend Stephen Crowell. Diallo, the 6'4 freshman, picked up his first foul. And as team foul number 5 is Makai Mason ready to come back in for the Huskies. He'll sub in for Diallo. 3:23 left in the half, 33-22 Wisconsin. McGee inbounds to Crowell, right of the lane against Osabor.
Picked up the dribble. Yeah, don't pick it up.
A chance to back him down in single coverage. Here's Blackwell outside right. Blackwell against Osabor. Takes him on. Left-hand dribble, left of the lane. Fades, flips, hits. And Blackwell has 15 here in the first half. 35-22, Wisconsin, coming up on 3 minutes left of the break. Tyree Iheanacho on the floor for the Huskies. High screen, Osabor. And they'll let him take the three. He will straight on. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound, McGee.
Another example of a KYP going under the Iheanacho screen, knowing that he's not a great, great shooter.
He's hit just four threes all season as Iheanacho. Here's Blackwell, feeds Crowell out of the circle, turns to McGee, right wing, in front of the Washington bench. Bounces it into Crowell, right of the key, backing on Osabor, backing, turns, up right hand, good, off the window. Eight for Crowell. That is 37-22 Wisconsin with 2:22 left in the half.
Now you're starting to see that pace and a little bit more better offensive flow.
Osabor, top of the circle, hands off to Mekhi Mason, had it knocked away by Crowell, a feed to McGee, down the lane to the rim, the layup is good. First points for Kamari McGee, and another timeout taken by Danny Sprinkle as the lead is 17 for the Badgers. 30-second timeout taken by Washington with 2:06 left in the half, 39-22 Wisconsin.
Well, we talked about just seeing that flow a little bit more offensively. Starts with some post entries. Big Steve takes advantage of that. And it's also just helpful to have John Blackwell on your team, knowing what he's going to do. Right, coming off of the game against Oregon, I thought at times he did a really good job against Oregon as far as being kind of the point guard at times and understanding, facilitate it. But I thought at times he just kind of took a step back as far as being aggressive.
Yeah,
we haven't seen that, right?
Just 6 points in that game.
Exactly.
And he averages 15 per. And speaking of 15, that's where he sits right now. And six rebounds. 15 points on 6 of 9 shooting, 3 out of 4 from the arc.
Talking about how they were going to come out. Didn't think the first 4 minutes were great. Ever since, it's been fantastic.
Yes.
And I know that the flow offensively, a lot of that's just that junk defense that Washington was doing. But once you started moving it, they were able to get some wide open shots, too.
Our stat monitor has the Huskies at .786.
It really is.
Yep. Iheanacho throwing to Osabor, top of the circle. Osabor isolated on Crowell. Little dig from Blackwell. Osabor left block, beats King. Shot fake from three. Gives off to Mason high on the left. Mason off the high screen. Osabor whips it to King. Left side three on the way is off the back of the rim. No good. Tanjay clears for Wisconsin. And here comes John Tanjay throwing to Xavier Amos. Flip to Crowell, top of the arc. One dribble, a hand off to McGee. Kamari sends to Amos. Lisa for Blackwell, outside right. Throw the pass for Amos. Goes inside. Crowell catches. Got Davis on him. The double from Mekhi Mason. They pried it loose. Turnover, Wisconsin. Couple of guards digging in on Crowell. Here comes Mason. Scoops to King. Left corner. Out to Mason. Left wing. Feeds Davis. Launches a deep three and splashed it from just left of the circle. 39-25 Wisconsin. A minute 10 left in the half. Xavier Amos throwing to McGee. Inside feed. Amos now to Blackwell inside, and he sends it down with the right hand.
When you cut to the front of the rim, good things happen.
And that is exactly what happened there. 53 seconds left of the break. 41-25 Wisconsin. Tyree Iheanacho deliberately sets the offense here for the Huskies. Shot clock at 15, game clock at 43.
Stay dialed in here. Get a stop, then try to go get a score. Build this. Stay solid defensively.
Shot clock at 8. Here's Iheanacho right of the lane against Tanjay. Leans in, darts to left side. Mason, 3 in the air in the corner is good. Mekhi Mason for 3, 41-28 Wisconsin with 25 seconds left in the half.
And I'm curious to see how they're going to end this half. The end of game and end of half situations here, last couple of games, have not been great here.
Shot clock is off. They've got the use it or lose it timeout if guard wants it. Here's Blackwell dribbling left of the center circle. Down to 10 seconds left in the half. Blackwell against Mason. 6 seconds. Blackwell right of the paint. Spins in the lane. Bunk plays through it. Flipped it up and in. And that's how the first half ends. Boy, John Blackwell playing right through that contact. Greg Gard wanted an and one. They won't get that, but a terrific first half. 19 points for John Blackwell.
I say he's pretty good. And watch over sideline as they were operating there. Greg Gard says, just run flat. And flat, everyone just stay away and let him go one-on-one. It's a pretty good coaching decision there, right?
And sometimes the best coaching is let him loose.
Absolutely.
We're at halftime at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin 43, Washington 28. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties invites all women to join us for the 13th annual Power of the Purse, Tuesday, March 12th at Bullseye Golf Club from 5 to 7:30. Power of the Purse is a fundraiser to support early grade literacy hosted by Women United. There will be a purse silent auction, raffles, and great food. All thanks to our diamond sponsors, Alliant Energy, Kinexus Cares, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Paul Gross Jewelers, Walker Cranberry, and Williams Plumbing and Heating. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit us at uwswac.org or call 715-421-0390. We hope to see you at Power of the Purse.
The Badgers.
Seats Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fades.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and it foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
A fantastic first half for John Blackwell. 19 points, 8 of 11 overall, 3 of 4 from 3. And he has helped the Badgers to a 43-28 lead over the Washington Huskies at the break. Mekhi Mason, great Asabor, pacing Washington each with half a dozen points. At the half, Wisconsin 43, Washington 28. Coming up, our halftime conversation presented by America Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hey, Badger fans, basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Let's have brats for dinner.
Whoa, maybe not.
Hi, this is Fritz Usinger. Your home freezer can begin to suck moisture and flavor out of improperly packaged food products within a matter of days. That's why at Usinger's, we flash freeze our brats and then vacuum seal them to lock in flavor and seal out air. Just put them in your freezer, and when you're ready for a Usinger brat, drop the package in a bowl of water, and in 15 minutes, they're ready to grill. Remember, if it has an elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is seeking to hire licensed psychologists and other mental health clinicians looking for a rewarding career providing vital mental health services to those in our care. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
The
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Time for our halftime conversation. We go back to last night's Greg Gard radio show, talking about how a team has to turn the page quickly. An exhilarating win, a tough loss. You go back to Saturday's game against Oregon, and the hope is the team has gained a valuable lesson as it finishes the regular season and gets ready for March.
So I told the team, I said, hey, we're going to be in the NCAA tournament here in a month. And you were a top 10, top 12 team prior to 11 o'clock Saturday. You're still there. You're still the same really good team. You had a bad, we had a bad 5 minutes. And I said, me included, we all stunk the last 5 minutes. But we're going to be in the tournament here in a month. And people always ask me, how do you advance in the tournament? Don't have a bad segment, because there's so much parity that if you have a bad 7, 8, 4 minutes, you think of all the games that I think of. Virginia Furman is the game that came to mind 2 years ago, where Virginia had it salted away and got tentative and started throwing the ball away, and Furman gets a little momentum, and next thing you know, there's a shot to win it. And it's just how quickly it can turn on you if you have a bad segment. And we're going to get to a point here in, like I said, 3-4 weeks where can't afford bad segments. So keep that aggressive mindset and keep attacking.
We'll have more of our halftime chat presented by American Family Insurance in just a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill, because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
In Wisconsin's Supreme Court election, your family's safety is on the line. Just ask retired Wisconsin police officer Mike Walter.
As a police officer trying to put away violent criminals, you deal with two kinds of prosecutors. Guys like Brad Schimmel, who gave big plea deals to rapists, domestic abusers, and even a man caught with child pornography. And someone like Susan Crawford, who made sure rapists, murderers, and abusers were behind bars so victims could get justice.
That's Susan Crawford, the former prosecutor who took violent criminals off our streets and the judge who kept them in jail. Take it from a cop.
When I walk in a courtroom, I want Judge Susan Crawford, and now we need her on the Supreme Court.
The truth is, extreme Brad Schimmel won't keep Wisconsin families safe. We need Susan Crawford, the common sense judge. Paid for by Susan Crawford for Wisconsin. CrawfordForWI.com.
We continue with our halftime conversation. Of course, among the things that happened on Saturday was a reunion of the 2000 Final Four Wisconsin Badgers team. Now, not everybody could make it, but many did, including Mike Kelly and Andy Kowski, Roy Boone, as well as head coach Dick Bennett. Greg Gard says there's a message there watching that group come back and what they did a quarter century ago.
You know, 25 years, long time ago, but it doesn't seem like that long ago. But those guys just, they really appreciated being back, appreciated seeing each other, because I think some of them stay in touch, but they are obviously in different parts of the country. But have them back and have, you know, coach here too, and the other staff members. And it's like most reunions, you know, you start talking, telling stories, and some are true, some are not. The perceptions change over the years. But I think, you know, they really enjoyed their time, and it's great to be able to, because they're an important part. As I told the current team, I said, hey, this is the group, because all of our current players weren't alive when that 2000 run happened. This is the group that broke down the wall and theory that you can't win at Wisconsin in March. And this is the group that broke that barrier down.
That is our halftime conversation. Stay with us. We'll check out some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. We're back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Jones Dairy Farm sausage is made with all natural ingredients and packed with protein. It's a great way to start the day, have for lunch or dinner, or for snacking in between. Our all-natural sausage, dry-aged bacon, and fully cooked meatballs heat up fast and easy on the stovetop or in an air fryer, or even on a tailgate grill. Jones has been making breakfast and lunch and dinner better since 1889, and we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health, remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
At the half, Wisconsin leads Washington 43-28 as we check out some of the first half stats. Brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Wisconsin up to 56% for the field after a slow start. 18-32, 5-15 from the arc. Only two free throws. Crowell made them both. The Huskies 46% for the floor. 11-24, 5-10 from the arc. 1-2 at the foul line. Badgers a plus 7 on the glass. No offensive rebounds for the Huskies, 4 for Wisconsin. 7 turnovers compared to 4 for Wisconsin. The Badgers, they had a lower assist total than what you're used to seeing in the Oregon game, but of their 18 buckets, half of them have assist attached to it. 4 dimes so far for Washington in the first half. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Before we take our commercial break, let's first pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
John Blackwell with 19 points. Steven Crow with 8. John Tanjay with 7, all leading the way. Makai Mason and Great Osabor, 5 points apiece for the Washington Huskies. At the half, Wisconsin 43, Washington 28. This is the Halftime Report brought to you by Culver's. The second half is next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized. Then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Badger fans, tonight's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brew Pub, Lots and Lots of Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. 15-point lead for Wisconsin as we get ready for the second half, 43-28. The Badgers lead the Huskies. How was that halftime popcorn?
It was fantastic.
Was it? Good.
I mean, you could have sprung for a bigger bag.
Really? See?
I mean, I'm just saying.
Welcome to my world, Badger Nation.
I mean, wow. Like, this was 1.5. I mean, they don't have big. I mean, I'm a big guy. Like, that filled one leg.
You're like, you know, big Peloton guy now. Oh. I figured you're, like, watching you're watching the intake and all that.
Obviously, that was wrong. I work out so I can eat. I mean, why? At what point, like, there becomes a point in life where you work out so you can eat. I'm at that point, okay? Well, like, I don't care about heart health and everything. No. I just work out so I can eat. And drink.
Welcome to the RCL, everybody. Welcome to the club. Second half is underway. Huskies with the first possession, moving to our left. Zoom Diallo, a lob into Harris. Low and left catches and then goes up and in. Had to catch, gather. And that's a good start to the second half for Danny Sprinkle's team. 43-30, Wisconsin.
And I was just going to say, hey, great first half defensively for Wisconsin. And then they give up that backdoor lob.
Badgers moving to our right. Crowell against Osabor. Right of the lane, out the Winter, tries a three straight on, straight in. Nolan Winter with five, and the Badgers lead 46-30. Opening minute of the second half is Diallo up the floor. Washington came into this game 43% as a team from the three-point line over the last seven games. They're 5 out of 10 in the first half here tonight. Diallo on the right side. Looks to get it into Kepnong. He'll catch. Mid-post right, turns, goes up, too strong. Rebound Winter, whips to Blackwell. Blackwell with 19 first-half points up the floor for the Badgers, left of the circle. Puts it on the deck, into the lane, working low on the right, trying to step around Diallo, goes up right hand, back rim no, back tap Winter, Crowell is there, left wing, and a whistle, and a foul is called. Nearly a Zoom Diallo. That's going to be his second.
Wisconsin's up by 16, and this is one of those moments that you fully anticipate them to keep the foot down, pedal down.
Yeah.
Just especially because of what you saw on Saturday, right? Like, understand you still have to be extremely aggressive.
Tanjay, base or sideline left, will inbound. Tanjay had 7 first half points, 22 against Oregon. Needed a lot of shots to get there, though. There's Winter out.